Battle of the Bands. Story by Peter Millett. Illustrated by Heath McKenzie. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now, turn to page 4. Chapter 1. Waiting. Molly and her band Street Smart were waiting to perform their song in the Battle of the Bands competition. Jasmine, their drummer, had butterflies in her stomach.
"Don't worry, Jasmine," smiled Molly. "Everything is going to be okay."
Suddenly, Mark and his band, Wild Ride, walked past. Molly looked up.
"Hey, Molly, guess who's on stage next?"
yelled Mark.
"Who?"
said Molly.
"Wild Ride,"
said Mark, giving his guitar player a high five.
"Now you can watch a great rock band do their thing." "Oh, and by the way, Molly,"
said Mark,
"you do know there's only one way to rock today?"
"No," said Molly. "What way is that?"
"Our way,"
smiled Mark, giving his guitar player another high five. Molly rolled her eyes as Mark and his band ran out on stage to perform their song. Molly and Jasmine watched as Wild Ride played their song in front of the school. They played so loudly that Molly could feel her stomach moving up and down.
"Wild Ride are really good," cried Jasmine. "There's no way we can beat them today."
Molly smiled at Jasmine.
"I wouldn't say they're that good. They're just loud, that's all."
Wild Ride finished playing their song and the audience cheered.
"Oh, I'm so nervous," whispered Jasmine.
Chapter 2. No way. Molly's teacher, Mr. Williams, walked towards the band.
"Okay, girls, it's your turn next,"
he smiled. Molly led her band onto the stage. The girls plugged in their electric guitars. Jasmine picked up her drumsticks.
"All right, everyone, let's rock this place,"
shouted Molly.
"Yeah!"
said the girls. Suddenly, there was a loud bang and the power turned off. The school hall fell silent.
"Oh, no!"
cried Jasmine. Molly strummed her guitar, but no sound came out from the speakers.
"No way! This can't be happening!" she cried.
Jasmine's face dropped.
"Now we've got no chance at all."
The girls stared blankly at Molly. Suddenly, Molly's eyes lit up.
"Hey, I know how we can do this," she shouted.
Chapter 3. Forever.
"You know the song Forever?" Molly asked. "The one I played at my brother's wedding?"
Jasmine nodded.
"Well, we can sing that song today. We don't need any power to sing forever."
Jasmine smiled.
"Molly, you're right," she said. "That's such a beautiful song. I cried when I heard you sing it."
Jasmine picked up her drumsticks again.
"Okay, let's do it," she shouted.
Suddenly, the curtain opened. Molly led her band out to the front of the stage. She closed her eyes and started singing.
"You knew me better than anyone else. You were there before I knew my own self."
A quiet hush fell over the school hall. The audience was listening really hard. When Molly finished singing her song, she slowly opened her eyes. Suddenly, everyone jumped out of their seats and cheered like never before. Molly turned around and smiled at Jasmine.
"Awesome!" she cried.
Chapter 4. And the winner is... After Molly's band left the stage, the power came back on. Mr. Williams picked up his microphone and asked all the bands to come back up on stage again. He reached into his top pocket and pulled out a small green envelope.
"Okay, everyone, I have the name of the winner of the Battle of the Bands competition,"
he said.
"And the winner is... Street Smart!"
Mr. Williams cried. Molly hugged Jasmine and let out a whoop. Mr. Williams handed Molly her prize.
"Molly, your song, Forever, is the best song we've ever heard in this competition."
He smiled.
"Thanks, Mr. Williams, but I couldn't have done it without my band," said Molly.
Later, Molly saw Mark walking away from the stage.
"Hey, guess what, Mark?" she smiled. "There was only one way to rock today. Our way,"
Mark smiled.
"Well done, Molly, but let's see what happens next year."